Welcome to the Furness Abbey Son et Lumière presentation, 1988.
Matilda, the soul of my lord and uncle Henry, King of England and Duke of Normandy, and for the souls of all the faithful living as well as dead in the year of our Lord 1127. Considering every day the uncertainty of life, that roses and flowers of kings, emperors and dukes, and the crowns and palms of all the great wither and decay, and that all things, with an uninterrupted course, tend to dissolution and death, I therefore return, give, and grant to God and Saint Mary of Furness, all Furness and Walney. And I do decree that in Furness an order of regular monks be by divine permission established, which gift and offering I, by supreme authority, appoint to be for ever observed, and that it may remain firm and inviolate forever, I subscribe this charter with my hand, and confirm it with the sign of the Holy Cross. For nearly 400 years, these hallowed walls and Gothic arches echoed with the haunting plain chant of the white monks of Furness, while 100 candles lit the abbey church. The mighty bell in the belfry tower tolled 7 times a day, and those followers of Benedict came to worship and praise their God.
Night was not yet over when the prayer of vigils began. In it, the monks watched for Christ, who promised he would come back. The brothers waited in joy for that coming. Again at morning and evening, they came to church for Lourdes and Vespers, prayers of sunrise and sunset. Whatever they have in hand, and hurry on their way with all possible speed, but yet with seriousness, no room for levity here. Let nothing, therefore, be put before the work of God.
Amen.
priest, Christ-like, stood before the Eucharistic table under the great east window as the enduring drama of the Mass portrayed the divine plan of redemption.
Abbey was plundered before the Scots crossed the Duddon Sands and arrived at Furness.
Robert Bruce was on his way and went to meet him. He paid him ransom money on condition that the Abbey lands should not again be burned or plundered. Robert Bruce spent the night in the Abbot's palace, the following day crossing Morecambe Bay at low water. The Scottish raiders left Cartmel in ruins, burnt Lancaster town, and returned home with great booty and many prisoners.
St. Mary of Furness.
fine sculptured statues filled every niche, and pillars and vaulted roofs were decorated with carved figures. There were altar frontals of cloth of gold with silver chalices and golden vessels, while priests were resplendent in jeweled vestments. The noble abbey stood as a monument to the power of man and the glory of God.
But the Golden Age did not last. Fewer and fewer men joined the order, and as vows of poverty were forgotten by many, abbeys were no longer St. Benedict's households of God. And the Black Death, that scourge of Europe, swept through the country, killing powerful earl, poor peasant, and pious monk. Farms were no longer tended, and cattle and sheep lay dead in the fields. Then came the death knell, the dissolution of the monasteries.
Vandalism in England, on a scale probably not witnessed before or since, began. There was destruction and plunder of the sacred, the priceless, the irreplaceable, as one by one the great abbeys fell. Rivo, Gervo, Calder, Fountains. The great northern tragedy was really happening.
Of St. Mary of Furness, the last abbot spoke.
To all the faithful in Christ, to whom these presents shall come, I, Roger, by the providence of God, abbot of the monastery of St. Mary in Furness, in the county of Lancaster, and the convent of the same, send greeting, good will, and benediction in the Lord. The said abbot and convent, with our unanimous faith and full assent and consent, have freely given, granted, and surrendered up into the hands of our Lord the King, that now is Henry the Eighth, by the grace of God, King of England and France, defender of the faith, Lord of Ireland, and head upon earth of the Anglican Church, have surrendered our monastery of Furness aforesaid, and also the site and foundation of the same, and all of the goods, chapels, jewels, and church ornaments of the same, all manner of domains, castles, manors, lands, tenements, ad thousands of churches and chantries, knights, fees, rents, reversions, liberties and services, with all our hereditaments whatsoever, in the counties of York and Lancaster, or elsewhere in the realm of England and Ireland, and in the Isle of Man, to have and to hold. In witness whereof we have, with our unanimous and full consent, and assent, affixed our common seal to these presents, given in the chapter house of our said monastery, the 9th day of April, in the 28th year of the reign of our Lord and King, and in the year of our Lord and Saviour, 1537.
Them with ropes and engines. medieval engines consisted of a whole collection of wooden siege implements. A type of scaffolding would have been used so that the lead could be removed from the roof. Precious altar vessels, priests' richly embroidered vestments, and other treasures became the property of the crown. As windows were smashed, the beautiful stained glass broke into thousands of fragments, of which only a few have survived.
The abbot was made vicar of Dalton Church. Three sick and old monks who had lived in the infirmary were turned out with £3 each. The choir monks who could not obtain clerical posts became tutors, while the lay brothers went back to working on the land. The boys in the cloister school were sent home. Workmen, both skilled and unskilled, were paid their wages and dismissed. Most of the poor people, including 8 widows, who had been fed daily, received nothing, while 13 poor patients from the hospital were given 13 shillings and 4 pence and sent away to depend on charity. This was the end of an era. Life would never be the same again.
The ruins are of both local and national importance and are held in high regard as an amenity and a place of study. With the help of the custodians, English Heritage, a complete and highly detailed study in which every stone of the site has been drawn and catalogued is nearing completion. Continuing excavations are bringing us new insight into the life and work of the monks of St. Mary of Furness. The Abbey, through its many visitors, by virtue of presentations like the Furness Mystery Plays, and through the skilled administration of English Heritage, is no mere mausoleum to a dead age, but a living example of this country's rich and vibrant past. May it be so always.
lamp extinguished and the prayers long done. But faith and awe as stars eternal shine.